It's the FM with the Grease Man. Hail to the Tokas! Yeah, big day yesterday. Yeah, I'm ready for action today. Nothing like sitting in front of the TV set with a couple of six-packs. A sweet thing by your side. Watching the Redskins stomp somebody. Yeah, the Dallas fans. I know the Dallas fans were rooting against the Redskins yesterday. Dallas fans are a simpering lot. You know, that's what really threw me over the edge. I've always been a Redskin fan, but I was never, you know, the kind that would get down and kiss the boils on John Riggins' behind until I ran into some Dallas fans. Now I would do that. John, you bring your behind down here, I'll kiss the boils on that thing, you know? I just wonder how the Dallas fans are handling it, because when the Skins were getting close last year, they said it was a fluke. This year, they said they'd get blown out of the saddle. Disc jockeys from Dallas radio stations always call me right before the playoffs and give me hell. And here the Skins just stomp them. There's something about a Dallas fan that I find simpering. I find them poor sports. The team itself, poor sports. Trying to interrupt the fun bunch. Tony Dorsett throwing footballs in our guys' faces. And it was with great joy yesterday that I watched the Skins win, knowing the Dallas fans everywhere were feeling even lower than low. That they're sitting in their stinking room somewhere, cracking their knuckles in frustration. I bet you I don't get one call from a Dallas fan today. I bet you those maggots will stay under the rug where they belong. The whole team is just maggoty. Tom Landry with those stupid hats he wears. You know, always so smug. I tell you what, it'd be worth it to go to a Dallas game just to sit in the upper deck so I could get him with a lunger right on the brim of that stupid hat. Ah! The joy to get behind Landry and say... And hit him with a tubercular-laden projectile. Now that would make my day. That would make my day. Yeah, hail to the Redskins!
Got the greaser on here. Get on this guy. Yeah, you old crazy grease man.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Not too bad. What's going on?
We're just hailing to the Redskins today, buddy.
Well, you guys are all crazy down there.
Of course. It's the only way to be.
Because I think it'll hail you.
Yeah,
guys.
Man, you got to get some rock and roll, man.
Of course, of course. Hey, have I got rock today, you wouldn't believe.
We want to hear two songs.
Name them.
Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis.
I love it.
Jump by Van Halen.
All right, bud, I got both of them coming up. Thank you. See you later. How about the hail to the Tukasi? Hello?
About, I'm a Dallas fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You are? I didn't think you'd call, and here you are right on the line. How do you like your lousy, stinking team sitting home playing with Rosie while the Skins are going to the Super Bowl? How do you like that? How does that make you feel? What's your name?
Philip.
Philip?
Yeah.
All right, Philip. Enjoy your team sitting at home, buddy. Picking their noses. Picking their noses. See you later. Yeah, hello.
Got another Dallas fan.
Oh, God. What's your name?
Joan.
Joan, come on, Joan. How do you feel today, Joan?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't?
No.
All right, because I've met some of your compatriots, Joan, and they've been pretty maggoty. They've been pretty maggoty.
No.
They've been poor sports.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you root for the Skins?
No.
I mean, you were rooting for, I can't believe it.
Yep.
Come on! Well, they won, so there. The Skins won, so how about that?
So?
So what?
Dallas will come back.
No, give me a break.
No.
They won't. They're over. They're done.
Nope.
They're kaput, baby.
They'll come back.
They're kaput. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Havadugi. It's 4 minutes after 6. The Grease at DC 101. Who's got it? 1 at 8.